Hello and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight, where we feature EFT experts. Today we're highlighting Brad Yates. Brad is from the Sacramento, California area, where he specializes in EFT for helping people to realize abundance and happiness. Listen in as EFT expert Brad Yates talks about what you can do to create more of what you want in your life.
Well, the passing grade syndrome is, I know there was a time when I was in school and I worked just hard enough to get a passing grade. I wasn't motivated to go beyond that. I didn't feel the need to be a high achiever at times. And I think that all of us do that at some point in different areas of our lives. We may be motivated to do really well in career and not so well in our personal relationships. We may be very motivated to achieve really highly in sports, but not so well in maybe our career. So there are certain things in life that we take for granted. Okay, I have to do this, but I'm going to do just enough to get by. We're really kidding ourselves when we do that. We're missing out, but we don't know any better. We're all living from the writing on our walls, the beliefs that we have. And so if we don't see the benefit in something, if someone hasn't made it clear to us, we're not likely to put a lot of effort into that. A lot of people are very much living at a passing grade level. They're going through life, it's like, well, I gotta keep living, I woke up again today, so I'll do what I need to do to get by today. They're really missing out. There's something beyond. If they were to push themselves a little bit more, there's a level of achievement, a level of abundance, a level of success, and more so than all of that, a level of joy that they're just not aware of. And for some reason, they haven't been shown that. You know, you don't see a lot of people saying, hey, you know, I got an A. You should get an A. It's really a great feeling to get an A. It's like, yeah, well, that just seems like too much work, and I really don't see the benefit in it. Whereas if we did do that and could see not only the joy in achievement like that, but also all the benefits that come from it down the line, the benefits that come from really investing our time and energy into learning what's in front of us. You know, you can look back and say, wow, I had great opportunities when I was in school, and I didn't take advantage of them because I was just trying to get a passing grade, and I was more interested in this or that, which, you know, hasn't served me later on. So it's really trying to find a way to open ourselves up and look at the possibilities of, okay, what is the real benefit that I could get if I really put a little more, well, Nathaniel Brandon, who's the six pillars of self-esteem, talks about the, if I put a little more consciousness into this, if I put just 5% more consciousness into my job or my family or whatever it is, what are the benefits that would come? And the benefits, the return on investment is amazing, but we're very often not aware of that. When I first wrote the book, The Key to Success, which was originally titled The Joy of Success years ago, was looking at all the other self-help things that were out there, all the self-help programs and books, and thinking, these are all great, but there's something missing. Because these are all tools of how to do it, but they didn't seem to deal with why I wouldn't do it. The question, again, of if I were to take this action towards success, what would be the negative consequence? And they never dealt with those, with the possibility of I might have a reason for not doing this. And they say, you know, do A, B, and C, and you're going to be successful. And it didn't deal with the possibility that I'm afraid of being successful. And so I'm not going to do A, B, and C. And the person who wrote the book can say, well, I told you to do A, B, and C. What's wrong with you? Why didn't you just do it? And then we feel badly for not doing it. Well, it was right there in the book, A, B, C. Why didn't I just do it? So I sort of wrote the book as a companion piece to pretty much any other self-help program to deal with, okay, here's why you might not take the steps. Here's why you might not do the exercises that are in the book or in the program. Those things that, if you did them, would lead to success. But you find yourself not doing them because you're at some level afraid of becoming successful. And then when I got some software that allowed me to put my voice on the internet, I thought, okay, great. A lot of times when I'm doing EFT, because I let it flow through me, I come up with a lot of words that are not in the basic EFT. The basic framework of EFT is, even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself, and then you tap all the points saying, this problem, this problem. And I don't do it that way. I allow a lot of other things to flow in an attempt to bring up and clear different beliefs and emotions. So I wanted to create something where people could get that flow, but do it at the convenience of their own home. And when I had this audio that I could put on the internet, that's why I created the e-tappings, electronic tapping rounds, so that it was readily available to people at any time to be able to do the different wordings. And as they do so, as they go through the different tappings and hear the different words, it creates a freedom for them to then allow whatever words to come out. Whereas before they might have been intimidated trying to stay within the framework of EFT and saying the same words over and over, this would open up their creativity and allow what other things to come out and then clear those. And then I just put it all together. They're all available on the site, but then I created the master keys that at a discount they could get the book and all of the e-tappings together.
You've been listening to Brad Yates on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Brad is from the Sacramento, California area, where he specializes in EFT for creating abundance and happiness. If you'd like to contact Brad, his phone number is 916-729-0347. That's area code 916-729-0347. His email address is brad@bradyates.net. Visit his websites at www.bradyates.net and www.moneybeyondbelief.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.